Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Atul Pawar. With 13 plus years of experience into healthcare planning and designing with marketing experience of 14 plus years and have been planning with the healthcare facilities in different verticals for past 13 years and giving a strategic advice to all the healthcare planning and healthcare firms out there. So I'll be taking you around with the planning aspects of the healthcare and introducing you with what exactly the healthcare planning aspects would be all about. Let's start with the healthcare planning aspect. Let's understand what exactly is the planning concept. The definition basically of planning is an important managerial function. It's a crucial aspect for management in focusing future action to ensure effective resource utilization. That means utilization of maximum available resources present inside the system so that the capability or the initiative of all the resources are utilized in an optimum manner. Aim of planning. Basic aim of planning is to light immediate resources which are unmet demands, aligning available resources with numerous unmet needs in the healthcare. All available resources are to be used to the optimum level, to the expertise as well as to the availability. It is also to eliminate the wasteful expenditures or duplications. Basically, understanding that same work or same function is not being done by two different departments at similar time. This would reduce the cost as well as use the resources to its optimum level, avoiding unnecessary cost and reducing efforts basically. To develop the best course of action for defined object. First, we should understand what exactly the object of that healthcare planning is needed on. Understanding what is the best course of action which is needed to define that object is creating an optimal strategies to achieve the specific healthcare goals. Healthcare as an industry is basically a vast industry. To go around it, it was termed as charitable institute first as a hospitals which would give back to the society. Now it has immersed itself as an industry which would be profit making as well as which would commercialize. So currently acknowledging the shift of healthcare from charity to industry emphasize is what we need to understand first. To understand this, there's the importance of proper healthcare planning which has been needed in proper standards, which actually underlines or highlights the necessity of planning of delivery of quality health services among each segments of the healthcare. Now, this segments of the healthcare which I'm trying to emphasize on and I'm purposely saying that we need to have proper planning based on their availability, the quality aspects as well as their qualification means having a proper person at a proper place and utilizing its maximum time available inside the system to the optimum level. Now, what would be the steps which would involve into this planning process? There are three main important functions or steps which would be involved in this planning functions. First would be plan formation. Second would be execution. Third would be evaluation. First, the initial phase of planning where strategies, approaches are developed. So in plan formation, basically we need to understand what would be the strategy, what would be the approach for which the planning of the healthcare has been formulated on. Second step of execution basically involves how exactly the operation part of this structure or a healthcare facility would go in. For that purpose, we have to understand each and every aspect or each and every point where this execution or the implementation part of this healthcare facilities would take place. Each execution factors would require a complete understanding or a flowchart of execution or operations for that purpose. Evaluation. While understanding the planning formation with developing a strategy, what exactly is to be planned, how exactly it is to be planned and how exactly it is to be developed. Along with that, there has to be a plan where how exactly this evaluation of each particular segment of operations would take place. Evaluation generally means understanding the aspect where each individual contributions would be emphasized, as well as been quantitatively defined. This quantitative defining would happen in various phases or various functions or various aspects, but this evaluation has to be judgmental, has to be planned in such a way that it doesn't become biased for that purpose. So evaluation, execution and plan formations plays an important role in planning of a healthcare facilities. Okay, so healthcare planning. Now let's understand what exactly healthcare planning is all about. Healthcare planning is a process of defining a community health problems, identifying the unmet needs and surveying the resources. What exactly is defining the healthcare problems? Understanding what exactly is the health issue within the community is all about. Where exactly the healthcare issues are being formed in a community. What does the community need as a health issue problem? For example, in a metro cities, basically, if we start understanding what exactly are the health issues, most of the doctors or most of the healthcare professionals would underline the statements as lifestyle diseases, which would be identified as a health issues. Similarly, if we go into rural, it would be more into chronic ailments, which would be dealt as a community health problem, and some of the issues which would be related to some of the community resources, just like the source of water intake which they are taking might be leading to a cause of some particular elements of the disease, or probably due to some industrial revolutions or industrial deficiencies, they might having some respiratory or any other problems. These are the community issues which has to be identified, and based on that community issues, we have to identify where exactly the healthcare planning has to be processed and defined in that manner. Identifying the unmet needs, recognizing the gaps in healthcare. So when we say as gaps in healthcare, it means as understanding what exactly are the needs of the hour, where exactly is the lacking, and how exactly we could fulfill. Just to give a small example, in a rural population, if at all there is an industrial area set up and which causes lots of respiratory problem, having a respiratory doctor or a pulmonologist set up out there would be a good idea, but a pulmonologist practicing in that area without any radiological investigation facility available nearby would go ahead with no purpose solving for that community. So the gap of having a diagnostic or a radiology institute in that area is a gap which has to be recognized and has to be fulfilled out there. Surveying the resource, accessibility, the available resource for addressing the health needs. Let's take the same example out there. When we say there is an industries which might probably make the community out there for respiratory problems, that's the community for the respiratory problems. Understanding and having a pulmonologist set up out there in that particular location is surveying that resource, why exactly the resource has been needed, and addressing the health needs is the prime importance. This is how the healthcare planning process has been defined related to its community health problem, identifying the unmet needs and surveying the resource. Also, there is another aspect into it. We have to set a prior goal before understanding how the exact problem would be solved and how exactly these goals would be achieved. There would be some realistic goals. For example, the example which we took out there for a rural setup where a pulmonologist has been needed, understanding the population, What would be the growth of that population? How exactly the population of that particular rural area would be growing in coming 5 to 10 years? And then making some arrangements or making some amendments into the healthcare facilities to cater that particular need of our is exactly setting up the priority goals and proposed programs. So, understand, when I say there is a requirement or a survey involved to understand the resource required for that particular setup, we need to understand how many people would be involved into taking in the x-rays per day. So cost of that particular x-ray has to be calculated, and then we have to understand where exactly how much income would be generated, who all would be involved into that, their manpower cost, the setting up cost, everything would be involved, and what would be the shelf life of that instrument. So everything has to be taken into consideration and then made a plan whether putting up a setup in that area is important or not. Strategic healthcare planning basically involves all this part of it. Also understanding the current needs and anticipating and addressing the future health challenges. So basically setting up a pulmonology center out there is a good idea. Understanding what exactly the future aspect or how exactly the future conditions of the people would be developed is taking the future healthcare aspects or challenges into consideration. Setting up an X-ray facility out there is the future healthcare challenges. But understanding and anticipating what exactly other than X-ray setup or radiology setup would be needed to cater this system. There would be requirement of ICU. There would be requirement of high-end pulmonary functions test. Transplantations would be needed. So a full-fledged respiratory facility or a healthcare setup would be needed in that area, but understanding what would be how soon we might require, or what would be the future challenge, or how would we implement that particular setup in a particular time frame grown. So that exactly is the planning aspects of it. Now let's go deep into it. Let's deep dive into what exactly healthcare planning aspects would be involving into. First part of the healthcare planning is planning. Importance of planning in utilizing resources effectively. This basically understands why exactly this aspects of planning of utilization of resources is important. Most of the healthcare facilities in and around India fail in understanding the crucial aspect of optimizing of the resources to best levels, emphasizing on the critical role of planning in optimizing the use of available resources to achieve the healthcare objectives. When we see utilizations of optimal resources, this clearly mentions that we have to identify a resource which would give its optimum and would be essential in that part of role. Just for example, a casualty department not having a fully trained and fully operational a casualty medical officer in that casualty area, and along with the casualty medical officer, if there are not trained medical staff, paramedical staff, any of this aspect, be it a doctor or a paramedical staff, if they are lacking in their quality or they are lacking in their knowledge, would result effectively into declining of that casualty unit. Because the quality aspect of the care which has been given to the patient is depleted out there. This actually results in losing the confidence of the patient in that casualty department. Thus, utilization of optimum resources in optimal manner is important in planning. Five major elements of planning. Program. Each planning involves a structure way of formulating how exactly we'll go ahead in providing the defined goals. A structure, step-by-step approach by providing clear guide of actions in elements which define the healthcare objectives. Once we identify what exactly the objectives we have to set up and how exactly we are supposed to be catering into that healthcare objectives, we have to define in a step-by-step manner how the approach to cater that particular need would be. The example which you took about the casualty, once we know that there is a need of casualty in a particular hospital, what would be the step-by-step approach? We'll need a trained doctor, we'll need a paramedical staff which would be trained in that fashion, which would understand the trauma, the emergencies and the natural emergencies as well as the traumatic emergencies in a better way. As well as there should be equipments which would be present to cater that need. Presence of a healthcare employee or a resource is not only the manual resource. It has to be resource which would be like, when I say about the casualty, presence of a doctor alone inside a casualty is not effective. It has to be with paramedical staff. It has to be present along with all the equipments present to understand and give the quality treatment to the patient. Like ventilators, there has to be BiPAP, there has to be oxygen cylinders available, there has to be CO2 available. So everything has to be available at that approach. Only presence of doctors won't make a difference out there. So a step-by-step approach in providing a clear guide action. So we need to know what exactly are the requirements, how would we fulfill that requirements, and what would be the outcome of that requirements. Objective. So this goal or objective has to be predefined. Ultimate goal towards which all healthcare activities are directed, serving as a focal point of planning. For example, when we say we have to set up a casualty department, the objective is very clear that we have to serve the humanity and cater the emergency needs of the patient. Goal is absolutely clear what we need to do. Now to cater this goal, what exactly has been needed is been addressed in the previous point. What is the objective of this department is been cater in this point. Why exactly the casualty department is needed? What is the need of R? And how exactly this objective would be fulfilled and whether it would be fulfilled. Policies. Now, setting up a department and going ahead with the objective, why exactly that department is needed or why exactly that particular segment of healthcare is needed. We have to draft some policies, set for the expectations and influencing the decision making. What exactly the difference would it make setting up a department out there and how exactly it would go ahead. There has to be some policies which has to be made. So principles, guiding principles that are set expectations, influencing the decision making actions throughout the healthcare planning process. So there are some policies through this casualty department, what would be the ultimate outcomes which would be developed, what would be the revenue model which would be collected, what would be the aspect to set up the further rules would be set up. That entire process or that entire policies have to be guided firsthand before setting up any department or before setting up any particular healthcare facility. Procedures. Once we understand why exactly it is needed, what is the objective and set up the policies, there are set rules which are to be carried out to operate that particular segment or operate that particular unit. That set of rules are to be outlined in a systematic steps which are to be carried in healthcare activities or probably in an operational manner. This operational manners would be either set up by the government or by the institution itself. This institutional setups or rules, set of rules had to be set up prior to operations of the unit or probably that particular department. Why? Basically, the setup of the rules or procedures helps us to understand what would be the possible emergencies or what would be the possible gaps which would be identified, as well as lacuna in some government forms or structures would be catered in this way. So setup of particular rules or outlining the systematic processes to go ahead is basically the need of the R, as well as This defines the quality of that setup, schedule. There has to be, because healthcare is a tight, I would say, it can't be predefined. It can't be predetermined that whether this set of people would only come to the healthcare setup. So there has to be a scheduled timeline for each part. There's always an emergency in healthcare. Healthcare is an aspect where you can't pre-identify or predetermine a particular illness or a disease condition. It has to be impromptu, but there is a time sequence involved into it. Classical example to give is, every time when we visit a doctor, doctor prescribes a medicines, and doctor prescribes a medicines, give us a time schedule to take that medicine. Either it is like morning, evening, morning, afternoon, evening, or probably four times a day, three times a day, or once a day. This basically scheduling of giving the medicines is set up from ages kind of thing. This healthcare setup where people are being addressed with the medicines on a timely scheduled manner, similar aspects are involved into every healthcare plan to be executed inside a healthcare facility. So scheduling becomes an important aspect in healthcare. Timely making any plans or any implementations results in giving a timely manner services to the patients. Now, what are the characteristics of healthcare planning? A sound healthcare planning should always have a future aspect or future aspiration to grow. So there has to be a future expansion and accessibility plan, recognizing the need for uncultured traffic patterns and considering the architecture design for effective and flexibility. Now let's understand each point in a detail. Future expansion and accessibility. To understand this in a better way, if there is a cardiac doctor available out there or a MD cardiologist available in a hospital, the need of the MD cardiologist would be going ahead with cath lab procedures. Now, if we are taking or planning to have a cardiologist on board in a healthcare facility, we should be open to idea to open a cath lab in near future. To know that we have to open a cath lab in near future, we have to assess an area which would serve purpose of cath lab in near future, and that should be near operation theater. So while planning or while architectural planning and designing of a hospital, that aspect of incorporating a cardiologist inside the hospital and understanding his need and future aspect, the expansion plan of OT has to be carried in such a way that in future, if required, a cath lab could be established in that particular area. So while architecture planning itself, we have to do a survey that this particular area might be used as a cath lab in near future. So this particular aspect of expansion accessibility has to be kept in mind while doing the architecture planning. So when we say about how exactly we will go ahead with the planning aspect, every minute details of the available resource of the healthcare or the infrastructure has to be utilized. Recognize the need for uncultured traffic patterns. Considering the effective movement of personnel, patients, supplies within and outside the hospital. What happens is most of the hospitals currently are being built on a land basically which is having a direct access to the road. Though it has a direct access to the road, the incoming flow of traffic or the people inside the hospital has to be restricted to avoid infection. Prime aspect is infection. Second aspect is the chaos which has been caused inside the hospital. So the unnecessary movement of vendors or probably the people who are not directly involved with the patients has to be restricted. Considering this movement inside the hospital, the planning has to be part of the construction phase itself, where movement, the traffic movement of the patients, the patient's relatives or attendants, would we call, the people who are involved not directly with the patients or with the supplies, has to be planned in such a way that the movement of the patients as well as the attendants and the supplies are been not hampered to each other. Considering the architecture design for efficiency and flexibility. Designing healthcare facility to maximum efficiency and adaptability. Now, going back to the point which we discussed earlier, architecture design basically understands where exactly the hospital would be set up, what would be the movement for OPD, what would be the movement for IPD, and what would be the movement for the supplies. To give an example, if there is a three-story or a four-story building available in a premises, each lift which takes the patients up and down requires 80 rupees to just complete its one function. Understanding this, if OPD has been set up on the first floor or third floor, the movement of the patients would be direct, patients and patients' relatives would be directly through lift. 80 rupees for just patient visiting the doctor is what hospital has to plan. So that's why it is important to understand what exactly we are planning, how exactly we are planning, and where exactly this particular department of which the patient flow would be catered into. That's why most of the hospital design facilities have their OPD set up at the basement or at the ground floor, maximum at the first floor, not more than that, where it would be easily accessible to the patients by walking down the stairs or by just coming inside the hospital and moving into the OPD sections. Paying attention to concepts like infection control and disaster planning. Currently, when having corporate structures into the place, most of the hospitals are been planning into going ahead with many tremendous aspects which would define as well as give a boost to their infection control panels as well as their quality aspects and their cleanliness aspects. The major part of it is most of the hospital communities are been set up by government norms. Government has gone ahead and devised some plan where they have made some essential disaster planning committees to be essential inside the hospitals. Some of them you might have known about. There is a code which has been generated by each hospitals to accompany what exactly the disaster aspects would be. There would be fire code, there would be a code for cardiac arrest, there would be code for abductions of baby, there would be code for basically bomb threat. Most of the hospital has black as a bomb threat, pink as a threat to abduction of baby, blue as a cardiac code, and red as a fire code. So basically understanding these codes and having this code implemented inside the hospitals are being given a prime aspect or prime importance inside the hospitals in the corporate setup right now. Infection control. Infection control plays an important role. Currently, hospitals are in a game of overpowering each other in terms of accreditations. There are different kinds of accreditations which are being incorporated currently, primarily known as NABH, NABL, as well as JCA accreditations. Each accreditations give a different aspect. Each accreditation has a different standards altogether. But understanding this entire accreditation process is a different aspect. But this accreditation process is based on a function of infection. What is the length of the stay of the patient? Why exactly the extended length of stay of the patient is been affected? How exactly this length of stay is been affected? And how could we control that length of stay is based on this factor. So infection control plays a prime and important role in understanding and incorporating the measures to prevent these infections spread along the hospital. The importance of infection control we understood in COVID, where most of the healthcare workers were having infection due to presence of COVID patient inside the hospital and not having the isolation rooms present inside the hospital. So infection control plays a major role. Incorporate sustainable practice for long-term environmental impact. Integrating environmental friendly practices to ensure long-term sustainability of the healthcare operations. Understanding how exactly these practices which would be incorporated inside the hospital and how could it sustain for the healthcare betterment. There are some functional hospitals which are going with the accreditations where natural lighting has been taken into consideration, natural phenomena of how exactly natural healing would take place. Some are incorporating with the plant therapy, some are incorporating with the music therapy inside the healthcare setups. So different kind of healthcare practices are being followed in different hospital verticals. But this incorporations of different strategies, different implementations of policies are for long-term sustainability and giving a patient a belief that this particular segments would actually heal the patients and make patient-friendly approach to cater the patients. Indulgent technology integrations for effective information flow and management. Currently, majorly around 80% of the hospitals, even including nursing homes as well as small clinics, are being engaged into HMIS system, healthcare information system, where people are having interactions with the bot and booking up their appointments, getting the schedule on their WhatsApp or probably on their messaging systems right from the hospitals. This technological advances has helped the hospitals or the healthcare facilities to retain the patient, basically gain the confidence on the healthcare facilities, and also understand what exactly, how exactly the development has been started. Past 10 years down the line, all the healthcare information was available on the papers. Currently, there are 80% of the hospitals which are paperless functioning in their hospital management or record keeping part of it. As papers, storage of papers involve maximum space involvement. So healthcare facilities are actually very much devoid of space. So it saves the space first. Secondly, manual errors are being avoided with this kind of setups or possibly this kind of implementations, which helps for a healthcare organization to function in a proper and a systematic way. So the information flow from one segment to another is done in a proper way. Also, it helps to streamline where exactly and how exactly we could be able to cater the needs of the patients. Information of one patient to one doctor to another is being flown in a proper systematic way through use of these technologies. There are many technological advances and effectiveness which are helping currently in management flow, understanding the MIS of the hospital, as well as understanding the regulatory and analyzing the entire flow of the hospitals and catering to the need of the healthcare.